Right now, though, we're going to head to the French Riviera, where the 66th Cannes Film Festival is in full swing. The festival opened last week with Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby, and Baz Luhrmann is our guest on Breakfast After 8 this morning. But in Cannes, meanwhile, all eyes are now on the prestigious Palme d'Or, which will be awarded this weekend. 20 films are vying for the festival's top prize. There are some very big names in the mix, Steven Soderbergh, Jim Jarmusch and the Coen brothers. So far, there doesn't really appear to be a standout frontrunner. Film critic Margaret Pomerantz is at the Cannes Festival, of course. Margaret, welcome back to RM Breakfast.
It's a pleasure, Fran.
You've had a very, very busy week or so. I think you've seen already more than 25 films. What's the quality like this year?
Look, I hate to put a downer on anything, but not great. I really can't see a Palme d'Or winner in any of the films that I've seen so far. The Coen brothers' film, Inside Llewyn Davis, went down a treat. It's such a lovely film, with Oscar Isaac playing this musician in New York, folk musician in New York, in 1961, just before Dylan and all the others took off, Peter, Paul and Mary. And the music's great. Oscar Isaac plays the guitar and sings, and it's a complete delight. But I can't see it as a Palme d'Or winner. I don't think we've seen it yet, actually.
So when you say you don't see it as a Palme d'Or winner, the Palme d'Or is the prestigious award at Cannes. It's the top prize. What, yes, in your view, what should a Palme d'Or winner have about it?
Well, I, for example, Amour won last year. And, you know, that's a film that aspires to something pretty special. And it's beautifully done. And I've seen some really good films, not necessarily in competition. I saw a wonderful film by Hani Abu Assad called Omar. But that's in Uncertain Regard. And I think if it had been in competition, it would have seemed too slight for competition. So Uncertain Regard is actually where it belongs. But it's a really powerful story of this young man whose girlfriend lives on the other side of that wall in Israel, where the wall went through a village, and she lives on one side and he lives on the other. So he goes through elaborate measures to get to see her, and gets involved in terrible stuff. But it's really a fabulous central performance by Adam Bakri, and the film is very strong. But you know, the Ozon film, Young and Beautiful, explores this young girl who comes from a well-to-do family but decides to go into prostitution. And that is a film about, you know, a young woman wanting some control over her body, her life, whatever. You know, some kids get tattoos, she goes into prostitution. Mm-hmm. And that's got a fabulous central performance by this beautiful young woman, Marina Wacht. There has also been fun stuff. James Toback and Alec Baldwin made this documentary at Cannes last year called Seduced and Abandoned. And it's funny, really funny in some parts, but it's about a serious thing. They bring this theoretical film called Last Tango in Tikrit to try and get it funded, starring Alec Baldwin and Neve Campbell. And they're knocked back on so many levels. They go to meet all the big money men. They got access to stars, to so many people. And it's about how difficult it is to get an independent film up these days, and how short-sighted everybody is. They're only interested in the star of the moment that's going to drive the dollars.
So, Margaret, as I say, you've seen quite a few of the movies. Is sometimes at a festival like this, a theme emerges or a genre stands out. Is something, you know, is there something like that that's hot this year?
Fran, I hate to tell you, but genital burning seems to be the theme.
Oh, my goodness.
I've seen two films. One, I never walk out of a film in Cannes unless I absolutely have to. If I've got an interview, I've got to race off to. But I actually walked out of a Mexican film called Heli because it was just way too confronting for me. And you know, there's similar torture scenes in this in Omar, the Palestinian film. So, you know, there's no distinct theme. All the films are vastly different. But the beauty is that you're seeing films from all over the world.
Sure.
And, you know, they're meant to be the cream of what's around.
Not in competition, but opening the festival is a film from here, but about America, The Great Gatsby. We're going to be speaking with Baz Luhrmann later in the program. Did you have a look? What was the vibe on The Great Gatsby?
I think fairly positive. I think the reaction was fairly mixed. And it's very much a Baz film. You know, it's over the top in visuals and, you know, that sort of exuberance that, you know, he's an operatic filmmaker, really. And whether that sits well in this very delicate story is a question that a few people have asked.
All right.
But it was certainly a star-studded opening.
I bet it was. Margaret, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, Fran, it's a pleasure.
Appreciate your time. That's film critic Margaret Pomeranz, and you can catch Margaret with David, of course, on At The Movies on Tuesdays at 9:30 p.m.